We go to...
Yeah, we have your picture.
Two cases under advisement. The first case...
Thank you very much.
We heard is Mrs., it would be Mrs. Crenshaw, Kershaw, rather, case number 11,555. And that's a variance from the height requirement for a fence in her front yard.
Did you put this under advisement?
No.
Mr. Mills put this under advisement.
You did? Oh, okay. I didn't want to speak out of turn.
No, he did. That's what Mr. Workman did deal. Mr. Mills.
Yeah, I just thought it might merit some discussion.
Yeah, I have a concern that I understand everything that the applicant is looking for, and it's to be commendable for trying to make it the aesthetics look great, and she has agreed to do that with, you know, some trees and things like that. But the thing that concerns me is that we may be setting a precedence in that area, and I don't know if we want to take a look at that. If you know, I'm familiar with Gravel Hill and the area. Most of the homes are way back in that area, and you don't see fences along there. Okay, right. Especially, you know, 6 foot, 7 foot fences.
Mm-hmm.
So just concerned about that now.
I think the situation is unique because of the use, but you know,
it's
the
unique
horses.
You're saying that it's unique to her situation.
Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't be unique to anyone else's.
Well, as far as the precedent, you know, and if you're thinking because the other property has a fence, it's not. It must be 40 feet back. I'm not going to say it is, but it must be. It's
3.5 feet.
Well, no, it was 6 feet. The one that was in the picture that the opposition had shown.
Oh, that was back to 40 feet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I don't know that we would be setting a precedent. I guess. Yeah, I think a compromise, and I think.
Yeah, because you know what happens, John. If something like that happens here, then if you don't see anything like that, wow, anywhere along the line, when real estate really gets involved in it, they say, well, look, you can do this. No, well, you know, real estaters, they want to sell. They'll say, well, look, this person had this and can do this. Now this is what you can do, because you made the statement that the real estate agent did not tell her that she couldn't do that. And that's the reason she's here. That's my concern. That's all. I mean, I understand what you're saying. I mean, she's certainly making it an appealing situation in which she's involved in with the animals and with the horses, and then trying to dress it up.
I
wanted some thoughts on that.
I think based on her testimony that she would make it aesthetically pleasing.
Yeah,
and,
I agree.
And I think that based on the opposition's concerns and testimony that he feels that, you know, what she would do other than Leyland's, I think that was more of a suggestion from him, mm-hmm. but something other than just a plain fence.
Yeah, well,
would be appropriate and satisfactory to him. And so I don't know how we could properly state that it'd be done other than some sort of the fence would be situated as such that some sort of trees or hedge or something be placed in front of it.
I agree with that. Now, I come up there and I buy the property next to her.
Right.
Now, I want to put a fence up, and I'll put the shrubbery in there. I'd have to appear before you again.
Well, Mr. Rickard, perhaps the one thing that might be different is the location of that in relation to, what was that other road? Neptune Road.
Neptune Road across the road, yeah.
That may be a difference.
Yeah, I could see her point about them coming out with the headlights. That makes
right.
a big difference there.
I think
if you bought the property,
hers, I think the difference hers low ground
Yes.
That six-foot fence, probably like a four-foot fence.
Right.
So I think.
It's not going to pierce 6 feet.
It's not going to pierce 6 feet. And by putting that in the front of it, I have no problem with that.
Right.
Unless she said it's low ground, and when she had the pipe across, mm-hmm. it doesn't look like that.
Pardon?
So that's a different case than somebody else.
Right.
So I mean, each one you're going to take separate anyway.
Part of the year, you're not, you know, you won't even see it till you're on top of it because as you're driving because of the corn.
Yeah. So you don't think that's an issue, though? Like, no, won't be an issue in the future. Well, I kind of agree with
you. Yes, any variance that we grant could be suggested, such as all the ones we've granted down in.
Well, that's what I'm talking about.
Of setting precedents, but I don't know. I mean, we've granted fence heights, and one comes to mind in Seaford on Middle Ford Road that we've granted in the past, and it didn't set a precedent. No one else, you know, came and asked for one.
Well, I'm so afraid of that sometimes because we have gotten into some, you know.
Sure.
Okay.
I would say if her request was for just because she wanted it, then that might be different. But the need of for the horses and you know the headlights and things
and
like that.
Okay.
Safety issue and all that.
All right. I looked at that as a need. Yeah. I look at on that as a need.
All right.
Okay, that's fine with me.
Right. Well, if there's no further discussion on that, if the board's ready to vote, I'll entertain a motion.
I'm curious, Brent.
Brent,
your feeling
you
on that?
You okay with it?
I'm fine as long as you put the hedgerow. I have no trouble with the fence because the low ground and everything else,
right.
Like I said.
Yeah.
I think it'll be fine.
As soon as you put that about the hedge and everything.
No, I'd like to see the hedge, yeah. She said she would do that.
And I'm not sure. What would be it?
How would you do that?
What would you appropriately call it? Just
green.
I think you could put
ornamental trees.
I presume
or
you would just want it for the front yard,
yes.
Not the side.
Yeah.
So I think you would need to make sure that's clear in your motion. And I think you would say that the front yard must have between the fence and the road bushes, trees, or some like plantings. That can
significant plantings that would distract from the fence.
Yeah.
So okay. There's no heights you're looking at.
Well, I mean that'd be up to you all, but I mean, do we really want to have the get into
right.
measuring the height of how tall a
right.
bush or hedge is?
Yeah. I think she'll do that.
I mean,
well, if she understood it, she seemed to be.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay.
Okay.
So, Mr. Chairman, there's no further conversation in regard to case number 11,555. I think the situation is unique that the applicant has had, the business of horses and such, and in keeping those horses has a need for this type of fence also because of the way the elevation of the property is, that makes it unique, and also the light, vehicle lights from the road, Neptune.
Mm-hmm.
That all creates a unique situation towards granting the variance. I think that because of that, it makes it necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. Obviously, the applicant didn't create the road, didn't create the low-lying land and those sorts of things. And so there is a exceptional practical difficulty there. And I don't feel that it would alter the essential character of the neighborhood, especially with the stipulation that I'm about to put on it. Or be detrimental to public welfare, and I think that the request is a minimum to afford relief, and the stipulation would be that on the front property line, mm-hmm. Between the front property line and the fence, there would be plantings, significant plantings of in nature of either cypress trees or hedge, or something that would distract from the view of a plain fence.
Okay.
Aesthetic value.
All right.
And therefore, with that stipulation, I make a motion to approve.
I'll second that, John.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills, and a second by Mr. Workman. Mr. Rickards, that we approve case number 11,555 with stipulations. Did everyone?
Tired.
All right, the stipulations? Right.
Yep, fine with me.
Okay. And all those in favor of the motion? Mr. Rickard?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Yes. Aye, for my reasons.
Aye, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons been stated. So by a vote of 4-0, case number 11,555 is approved.